这是我到炮火中文以来录过最傻的一个对话。
Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
Okay, so we have two dialogues today. The first is our straightforward version of Chinese actors doing a scene from a Russian drama series.
Vasilovich, 沙皇看过这封电报了吗？
伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志，沙皇陛下没有时间管这些鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
我不明白，斯维尔德洛夫斯克州暴动，斯大林格勒也在水深火热之中，这些都是鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
现在是下午茶时间，
我们的国家都要沦陷了，你们还只惦记着门球和点心？
你以为你在跟谁说话，伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志？小心被当成激进分子。
So, revolutionary Russian television show. We're going to do this line by line, just in case you missed what's going on in the massive Russian
names. Let's pronounce those names really slowly and clearly.
Vasilovich, 沙皇看过这封电报了吗？
Vasilovich. 等会儿。哇，我说是对的，瓦斯特洛维奇，沙皇看过这封电报了吗？你看这个地方，你就不是我们中国人，我们中国人就会说
，I don't know what
瓦斯特洛维奇。
Yeah, but
what you know the Russian name? Some guy.
I have no idea. Vasilovich, I don't know.
Has the Tsar seen the telegram?
对
，points for pronouncing Tsar correctly.
瓦斯特洛维奇，沙皇看过这封电报了吗？
伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志。沙皇陛下没有时间管这些鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志，沙皇陛下没有时间管这些鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
Comrade, was it Ivanovich?
伊夫·伊万诺维奇。
Comrade Ivanovich, His Highness the Tsar has no time for such trifling matters.
鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
Chicken feathers and garlic husks.
对，鸡毛蒜皮。
我不明白，斯维尔德洛夫斯克州暴动，斯大林格勒也在水深火热之中，这些都是鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
我不明白，斯维尔德洛夫斯克州暴动，斯大林格勒也在水深火热之中，这些都是鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
Wait, this can't be Tsarist Russia.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If they're talking about Stalingrad?
Yes, no, it doesn't make any sense, does it?
哇，就是因为我们之中有一个人一直说我们要叫一个人们现在能用的名字，所以我们就。
But it's not called Stalingrad anymore either.
that's not.
真的吗？
No.
Let's not talk too much about this.
You 应该 focus 在第一个很长的那个斯维尔德洛夫斯克州。
I was trying to draw
attention. You see, I was aware of it, and I was trying to sweep that under the carpet. Anyway, there's revolutions or there's problems in two places. What's that?
水深火热。水深火热。
Yeah, another nice Chengyu. It's
the water is deep and the fire is hot.
Yeah, the water is rising, the flames are pressing in.
对，就是人们正在这个煎熬之中。你怎么翻译斯维尔德洛夫斯克州
？Brendan,
I wouldn't.
让你们俩在水深火热之中待一会儿。
现在是下午茶时间。
现在是下午茶时间。
It's afternoon tea.
It's time for the Tsar's afternoon tea.
我们的国家都要沦陷了，你们还只惦记着门球和点心？
我们的国家都要沦陷了，你们还只惦记着门球和点心。
Our nation is in grave peril, and all you can think about is
cricket and luncheon.
Cricket's 板球, isn't it?
It's 门球.
That's croquet.
Well, croquet, yes, you're right.
Please. Yeah. And sweeties.
你以为你在跟谁说话，伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志？小心被当成激进分子。
你以为你在跟谁说话，伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志，小心被当成激进分子。
Be careful or you'll be taken for a...
Bolshevik.
激进分子。
There's a word that begins with P.
Provocateur.
Yes.
激进分子。
瓦斯特洛维奇，沙皇看过这封电报了吗？
伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志，沙皇陛下没有时间管这些鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
我不明白，斯维尔德洛夫斯克州暴动，斯大林格勒也在水深火热之中，这些都是鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
现在是下午茶时间，
我们的国家都要沦陷了，你们还只惦记着门球和点心？
你以为你在跟谁说话，伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志？小心被当成激进分子。
Okay, so some of you probably had trouble with those names. Peffery could do it.
Yeah.
Peffery.
This
you're
is
on,
a job
you're
for
on
you.
The names. we have a second version, though, which shows...
这个是更真实版的。
Yes.
Vasilovich, 沙皇看过这封电报了吗？
伊万夫诺维奇同志。
伊夫伊万诺维奇。
沙皇陛下没有时间来管这些鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
我不明白，斯维尔德克夫洛夫
斯维尔德洛夫斯克州
啊，对，那儿暴动了，斯大林格勒也在水深火热之中，这些都是鸡毛蒜皮的事儿。
现在是下午茶时间，
我们的国家都要沦陷了，你们还只惦记着门球和点心？
你以为你在跟谁说话，伊夫伊万诺诺
伊夫伊万诺维奇？
伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志，小心被打成激进分子。
That's actually not bad.
Actually,
对，我告诉你，这不是最糟糕的，已经是练习过几次以后的。
Yeah. Well, it brings us to the point of this podcast, which is I was in Hong Kong and I ran into a user called Zachary.And he was talking about how one of the challenges for him is dealing with foreign loanwords in text.
Oh, I hate doing that.
The question for you guys is, what do you think? I mean, mine is, my suggestion is that it's, you've got to get to know the phonetic characters.
Yeah, there are some characters that show up a lot, right? Like mu.
Yeah.
Like from a?
Mu.
Mu.
Yeah, like if mu shows up in a context where you're probably not talking about somebody's mother, then it's almost certainly in transliteration. Ditto tang, si, ni.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ni is a big one because people almost never are talking about Buddhist nuns.
I think one of the lessons is if you're having difficulty, Chinese people have difficulty too.
Yeah.
I mean, our voice actors echo. They really had trouble with this one.
对你听起来非常 serious 你刚才就是说哎 Echo
Serious business
This is
真的有问题
No, Echo will be like Oh, you don't know how to translate this word And then you ask her
就是音译嘛你就是大概把那个声音翻出来就可以了、
yeah.
不需要管那个到底意思是什么
Yeah, that's the other thing、
Fair. 而且尽量不要用奇怪的字就是尽量用一些常用翻译这些名字的字，比如刚才我们说什么母啊、汤啊、丝啊。
Yeah. We've got a list. We're gonna put the list on the site.
对。
If you see two or three of them together and you don't recognize the word,
基本上就是名字。
Name.
对，什么诺？
诺是
诺很。
Another thing is look for the word separator. A lot of the time, you'll have a dot in between first name and second name.
Mm.
Not all the time, by any means, but if you see that, that's like.Deadlock. You're talking about a name. And if you're really, really into this, you can buy dictionaries, actually, of name transliterations because there are standards. So, you know, Brad Pitt will always be Bulada Pita. Anybody named Brad is going to
be
Bulada.
Well, no, not always. He's also Bulada Pita.
对布莱德也可以
Yeah, that's actually, I think, only because he's a celebrity.
Echo, do you have any suggestions? I mean, for Zach, it was a problem because it was keeping him from reading more interesting books in Chinese.
对对，而且我觉得有的时候可能你不容易记住这些名字，你就很难搞清楚到底这个书在说什么。
Yeah, and who is who, especially if you've got close names.
对对对，有时候我也有这个问题，比如我读一个从这个英文翻译过来的一个中文小说，然后名字特别长的那种，就很快就乱了。我觉得有一个办法，可能就是你记住，比如说最后两个字是什么，就是。
The least significant.
Just read it to the end.
Yeah.
然后大概就能辨别出是谁。
So anyway, Echo, why don't we review by covering the names we learned in this lesson?
好的。
You don't know what the names are.
Just kidding. What is actually useful, vocab-wise here?
沙皇。
Tsar.
陛下。
Your Majesty or His Majesty.
鸡毛蒜皮。
Of no account.
琐事儿。
It's a minor matter.
暴动。
Uprising or...
水深火热。
Steadily worsening circumstances.
门球。
Croquet. Thank you.
激进分子。
Provocateur.
瓦斯特洛维奇，沙皇看过这封电报了吗？
伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志，沙皇陛下没有时间管这些鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
我不明白，斯维尔德洛夫斯克州暴动，斯大林格勒也在水深火热之中，这些都是鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
现在是下午茶时间，
我们的国家都要沦陷了，你们还只惦记着门球和点心？
你以为你在跟谁说话，伊夫·伊万诺维奇同志？小心被当成激进分子。
瓦斯特洛维奇，沙皇看过这封电报了吗？
伊万夫诺维奇同志，
伊夫伊万诺维奇，
沙皇陛下没有时间来管这些鸡毛蒜皮的琐事儿。
我不明白，斯维尔德克夫洛夫
斯维尔德洛夫斯克州
啊，对，那儿暴动了，斯大林格勒也在水深火热之中，这些都是鸡毛蒜皮的事儿。
现在是下午茶时间。
我们的国家都要沦陷了，你们还只惦记着门球和点心？
你以为你在跟谁说话，伊夫伊万诺诺？
伊夫伊万诺维奇，
伊夫伊万诺维奇同志，小心被打成激进分子。
I've got to say, the only thing that is potentially more depressing than Chinese literature is Russian literature.
You know.Chinese literature actually not depressing until it came into contact with Russian literature in the early 20th century.
It's the imported Gorky and it just
it's
went
Gogol.
down.
It's Gogol, yeah.